USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A hearing on Capitol Hill continuing about security vulnerabilities at America's airports. Opening the hearing, Democratic Chairman Elijah Cummings accused the Trump administration of shifting TSA resources from airports to the southern border.
Instead of focusing on trying to resolve these vulnerabilities, is actually gravitating them by taking TSA staff out of our nation's airports.
Republican Jim Jordan says the moving of those resources is being done because of a growing crisis at the southern border that Democrats have closed their eyes to. Convicted drug kingpin Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was scheduled to learn his sentencing fate today, but sentencing, which could include life in prison, has now been rescheduled to July 17th. And this is USA Radio News.
The co-chairman of J.P. Morgan warned that a deep correction, like 40%, could hit the stock market at any time. Don't lose 40%. Diversify. Now you can add gold or silver to your IRA or 401k rollover accounts. The stock market has been shaky with the trade negotiations. Don't risk your investments. Listen to the warnings and diversify before you lose 40%. Protect your portfolio with solid, intangible investments. Gold and silver. Call 800-606-2070 now. And all qualified investors get a free 2020 Trump Freedom Coin and a 10-ounce silver bar with your account. Call 800-606-2070 to be connected now and get a free 2020 Trump Freedom Coin and a 10-ounce silver bar when you open a qualified account. Or go to NobleGoldInvestments.com. Individual results may vary. Invest wisely. Open your qualified account today to get your free 2020 Trump Freedom Coin and a 10-ounce silver bar. Don't wait for a 40% deep correction. Call 800-606-2070. That's 800-606-2070.
After President Trump imposes new sanctions on Iran and Iran's leaders effective yesterday, Iranian leaders say today that it spells the permanent closure of all diplomacy between the two nations. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he doesn't buy that.
It will be, I think, the combination of sanctions and other pressure that does bring Iran to the table.
Iran's president saying the White House is suffering from mental illness. Police in San Jose, California say they believe a domestic dispute is behind a quadruple murder-suicide on Sunday night. A woman called 911 saying her husband had killed her brother and sister, and after a five-hour standoff, police found three women and a man shot to death and the suspected gunman dead of a self-inflicted wound. New home sales have fallen for the second straight month, and home prices are slightly lower in April for the 13th straight month, and this is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Newly released body cam footage from police of Jussie Smollett showing the actor with what looks like a noose around his neck. Chicago police have released about 70 hours of video footage and hundreds of files from the investigation into the actor's alleged attack earlier this year that he reported. Some of the video showing him with a white rope looped around his neck, which he had claimed attackers had placed on him. Smollett was indicted on multiple felony counts for allegedly staging the attack, but the charges were later dropped. A special prosecutor is now going to investigate the handling of the case, which could result in new charges against the actor. Golfer Tiger Woods' name is being dropped from a wrongful death lawsuit of an employee at his restaurant in Florida, The Woods. His attorneys saying that the estate of the bartender who fatally crashed his car in December has voluntarily dismissed Woods as a defendant. The suit filed last month claims that Woods' Jupiter and the general manager, who was Woods' girlfriend, contributed to the death of Nicholas Immersberger after he was over-served alcohol at the restaurant prior to the deadly crash. And Amazon Prime Day is set for July 15th and 16th. It's the fifth year for the Black Friday-like sale, with deals that pop up every few minutes. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.